thank you so much, Almas, for joining the We Don't Play podcast show. How are you today?
A favor. Thanks for inviting me. I'm doing fine. What about you, man?
I'm excited. I'm blessed. You know, I'm happy to be here. And, you know, we got to connect on Spatial Chat, which is your platform. You're the founder and CEO of the company. And I wanted to be on that platform when you had the webinar because I wanted to learn more about it. And a friend of mine, shout out to Equa, was able to connect me, and actually we had our first chat there. We were on Zoom like this, and she's like, should I take you to a space called Spatial Chat? And I was like, what is that? So she took me there, and I was like, oh, this is different, you know? And so we've always connected from there, and I met her on Clubhouse. So it's just it's amazing how social audio has turned into what it is now. And you're bringing something disruptive into the industry, and a lot of people need to know about it. So I'm glad that you're able to be here to tell us more about the new platform, Spatial Chat.
Where should we begin? Shall we start with the story or how we came up here?
Yeah, I think it would be good for people to have an idea of how it started, when it started, and why.
The first, the why is the most important question right now.
Yes.
Inside the company, because we are updating it and evolving it.
Okay.
Like every year. But the funniest reason, the core reason why Spatial Chat was created, because me and my founders, we were separated by distance. We lived in different countries and different cities, and we wanted to connect. We've seen each other hardly every year. And we wanted something more in person than Zoom or Skype offered. So we set out on many years of a journey to develop some prototypes. We did around 30. Spatial Chat was number 30 prototype. The first 29 ones, most of them never seen the light of the world. They were just technical prototype that work, and we used them internally.
Uh-huh.
And as we have a joke inside, there are smart entrepreneurs or inventors, and there are stubborn entrepreneurs. We ended up to be the stubborn ones. So after many years, in December 2018, the prototype 30, the communication disruptor, was created. The first initial Spatial Chat for only up to 50 people. And we invited our friends and colleagues, and it was like 12 to 15 people, the breakout room. It was a Christmas Eve, and we were like celebrating Christmas, and we felt like wow, it was like something new, because when we were building, we were like 3 to 4 people, and it was just 3 to 4. When it's alive with 12 and 15 people, it's totally different. But at that time, we were busy, me and my founders, we were busy running other businesses, investments, and so on. So we never really did anything after the initial prototype was created for the entire 2019. Then COVID happened, or COVID, how you pronounce it. The COVID, officially it started in March. I mean, the effects, we felt it in March 2020, and internally we were like, wow, entire team is on self-isolation now, we are out of the office, but it's a Friday night, we need to have a drink online. We tested drink online in Zoom. It sucked. So the question in our Slack channel was, guys, do you remember that circle thing you did like almost 2 years ago? Have you deleted the code or it's still up there? And I'm calling my co-founder. Hey man, have you deleted the code? Would you please redeploy it? We want to drink online. And now it was 45 friends, colleagues, everyone we could invite. And it was 45 now, not 15. On a scale of 45 people in the room, we really felt the difference. And we were like scratching our heads, and why the hell didn't we start doing business out of it when we created it more than a year ago? So we decided just to play around and release on the product hunt. And we became on April 20, 2020. And we became number 3 app of the day. And our initial headline was your virtual cocktail party for up to 50 people. We had no screenshots, no explanation, no terms of service, no customer support, no help center, nothing. And the cool story is that thousands of people accepted that as it is. They started writing manuals instead of us. It was, there were community manuals in English, in Deutsch, in Japanese. And I was like, wow, they are doing our job and they enjoy the product. Shall we make something out of it? Then we evolved, and the most severely affected industry was the events and conferences and venues industry. And the cost of to run special chat at that time was around $6,000-$7,000 per day for the server cost. And we were one of those entrepreneurs who were not happy by the growth, because you need to pay the $7,000 per day bill. So I started playing with the business models. The advertisement business model didn't add up. $5 per month model also didn't work. So we had to do the B2B. So I approached a lot of B2B, businesses that run events. I never knew really how to sell. Anyway, we did. We didn't even know how to price it, but we figured something out. So for the first year, we were like virtual events, online environment for virtual events. It's not a virtual event management platform, as many people compare us to things like Hopin or Bizabooh, if you may have heard about them. Because these platforms, they also involve the calendar, the agenda, the speakers, the green room, the showcase of the sponsors, the ticketing system, and so on. We never wanted to do that. We just wanted a cool place to hang out online, not all of the rest boring stuff.
Right.
So that was for the year number one. But then gradually, a lot of teams, hundreds of teams, used spatial chat a lot. So the events users, they were using us for 1.5, 1.5 hour per day per session, and like once a quarter, because events don't run every day. And virtual office users used us every day, every single work day, like 2 to 4 hours per day. So it was like more significantly more frequent and more longer engaged usage. And everyone, like, we hope that the COVID should end someday and as soon as possible. And we were like, but what happens when COVID stops? What should we do? And the hint was, by talking to hundreds of those teams, they enjoyed spatial chat to collaborate together, to hang out, to round their old hands, to use it as a virtual headquarters for their now remote team, to use it as a water cooler kind of on a kitchen in the office, but in the virtual hangout.
Right.
And some place to like draw together, multi-screen share, code review together. The initial adoption was by engineering teams, the code review, the design review, and so much on. But now it's steadily being adopted by the sales, the marketing teams to discuss internal matters online and collaborate and more. So this is how we evolved from the virtual party, cocktail party for up to 50 people, to then an online virtual venue for the networking and the poster sessions, which are exactly the kinds of events spatial chat is great for, and as a virtual office. I need to also share, around quarter of Japanese universities use spatial chat, and around over 100 American universities, and of course a lot of universities in Europe as well. They use it for like group classes that involve collaboration or pair work. Like for example, several departments in Harvard, they use spatial chat to facilitate foreign languages classes, where for example, you and I, we unite into one cluster, we talk together, and we do not distract other groups that also practice English together. It's like a fast dating, or how is it called?
Speed dating.
speed dating.
Yeah.
Like speed dating. Now we 5 minutes of practice, then you stay and I go to the next person. Like going in circles.
Wow.
So that's essentially from we don't know what the hell are we doing, but we're paying the $7,000 a day bill to a virtual event venue, to a collaboration, to a universal collaborative workspace for remote teams to get synchronous tasks done together online, anywhere, anytime. And by that, can I elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yeah.
The concept of office, why it was created? It was created in 16th century in Europe. It was created for people to, for employees to sit on the desk, do their job, and also collaborate, talk to each other, help each other, work on documents, store documents, and so on. But there's also, so what happens in online, where remote work is like several decades old now, mm-hmm. but COVID was never creator of the remote work, but it was the catalyst of the adoption of online work. So some would argue, but we can work from everywhere, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
We can save, like I personally saved 200 or 300 of hours of commute every year by going remote. And you can do the math, it's the same order of magnitude for you, possibly.
Wow.
And we can use Zoom, Slack, and so on, but mostly on the remote you do your part of your job is the solo work for which we are all hired for, or we work together.
Mm-hmm.
Engineers, they code, marketers, they plan their go-to-marketing strategies,
yeah.
Salespeople, they sell, and designers, they draw design, accountants, they do the calculation, and so on. I called it the solo work.
Mm.
But what about collaboration? Part of our jobs that involve communicating and working together with our colleagues. So these are split into the asynchronous kinds of tasks, like the email, Jira task, or a Slack message,
yeah.
which are asynchronous. And the online tasks, in real-time tasks, where I should call you at least in Zoom, but better in spatial chat, where we discuss, we screen share, we see each other. So that led me to the following concept. What are the traits, the office, and the core reasons why a lot of people want to return to the office?
Yes.
And the reason for that are the... So after talking to a lot of people who switched to remote and used spatial chat, the conclusion was the following. There are 4 major reasons of why office matters and how we can reproduce that. And that's why we help people to work remote, serving as a co-working hub in virtual. Number one reason is the ability to show your screen or the work you're working on as a solo.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was talking about entire solo or co-working asynchronous workflow.
Yeah.
Is to share a solo part of the work with your colleague. For example, imagine you and I are in the office. I'm just asking you, hey man, would you please come by my table? I wanna show you something on my laptop I'm working on right now. Be it a presentation, a Word document, a mirror drawing, Photoshop design, whatever, legal document, a scheme of finance, or I don't know, engineering data structure, and so on. So number one, like monitor sharing and collaboration together. Number two, ability to meet up in a meeting room and draw something on a paper or on a whiteboard on the wall.
Mm.
To plan or... And that's true for almost everyone, except for, as I'm joking, accountants. Because engineers draw their infrastructure stuff. Marketers, they draw their marketing funnels. Sales team, they draw their sales team funnels. Legal team, they draw the legal schemes, subsidiary companies like the liquidation provisioning and so on. Even finance teams, they draw their financial, like bank records, and so on. So the whiteboarding is number three, the socializing, like feeling of in person, the socializing, the water cooler talk, and all of the things that office allows us to do in the terms of not being alone, but feeling socialized. And number four, ability to gather together to run some all hands or the drinks and stuff like that. So the four reasons. And naturally, and that was never our intention, it like just accidentally maybe added up, all of these four things are the things that Spatial Chat is good for and actually is capable to give remote teams.
Wow.
So now it, from a virtual cocktail party, now it's a digital co-working hub for teams to run their online meetings like and collaboration together anywhere, anytime.
Wow.
That's kind of our slogan, and that's the place where your team can be visible. For a lot of teams, the larger and the more the truth is this, they don't feel their colleagues to be living people. They treat their colleagues as green circles in Slack or Skype.
Mm.
And that's where we come in. Technically, we can do the like Zoom, we can do the video talk and conversation, but it gives so much more. And I can share you some GIFs, animated images from Spatial Chat that you can also add to this podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. This is great. I feel like somebody is like, oh, so Zoom is not the end all, because everyone thinks that Zoom is like Skype. You know, that's what everyone's thinking, but there's Spatial Chat.
One last thought. So regarding the social presence. Social presence is like when you feel like that person you're talking to is real and present. So initial version for humans is like real in-person meeting where social presence is happening. Around 100 years, telephone was invented, and that gave the first generation of virtual social presence. Then in the 90s, VoIP technology was invented and was popularized by Skype, the peer-to-peer VoIP.
Mm-hmm.
That was the version 2 of the social presence in virtual. Zoom and Google Meet enhanced the technology further by increasing the quality, the resolution, and the amount of people possible on the call.
Yeah.
I call it the server relay-based video chat. Quick explanation, in peer-to-peer, like in Skype or WhatsApp, you can do up to 4 people on the call.
Mm-hmm.
In Zoom, you can do like 100 or up to 500, I think, or 1,000. In Spatial Chat, you can do up to 5,000 or 10,000, if I recall correctly. So that generation number 3 and the generation 4 for the virtual presence are the products like ours that give you the two-dimensional canvas that represents a space where we are together on the same like virtual space.
Wow.
So that's about the social presence and the differentiating
this
from
is,
others.
Wow. This is so good. You know, I'm so glad that you were able to join this podcast show because we think about the future. You know, 2 years, 5 years from now, people will be listening to this episode. They'll be like, what? I didn't know there was something like this. This is where you find firsthand information. And honestly speaking, you as a founder, I will tell you this. I thought about this as a metaverse. When I first walked in there, I thought it was a metaverse. But I was like, "This." Of course, we know what the metaverse is. But it's built in a way that you can actually feel closer to home.
Exactly. And in a way, we have an argument that should we call ourselves a business metaverse or not. I'm not so deep in experience in the term, and I want to accurately use the term, but it also feels the like close to what we are doing.
Yeah,
I mean the metaverse.
Yeah, it's so true. I'm so glad you're able to join this show, this episode, and give people a really comprehensive analysis in a very short time. So I know they're going to replay this again because there are some things you may be missing because you're actively listening or you're passively listening. But if there's any way they can get in contact with you or with the platform, what do they need to do and how do they sign up?
Just go to the spatial.chat website and sign up for free, create your free space, start using it. You can scale and purchase it yourself, but you can also reach out to our support or sales team. We have all of the necessary buttons and our team is very happy to help.
Amazing. Thank you. And one last thing is when they use the platform, what browser should they use so that they're not stuck because they may get stuck on their own?
the reality of modern day is Google Chrome is the best browser to use spatial chat.
Great.
Safari is also very good, but Chrome is the best. And the core reason why, because the technology upon spatial chat is based on is WebRTC, Web Real-Time Communication Protocol. And it was invented by Google. And Google Chrome is invented by Google. So maybe that's why they work better together.
Amazing, amazing. This was so great. Thank you so much, Almaz, for joining this show. I'm so glad you had to spend your time with us. You know, this short time, we really value it and we really appreciate you. And we look forward to having more people join the spatial chat very soon.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Anytime.